Welcome to your daily Reddit AI briefing. Today's trending topics center on developer anxiety, model performance wars, and what it means when major tech players start buying up every helpful tool out there. One of the most heated discussions is happening around LLM models themselves. Specifically, users are having strong debates about which platform is actually better, calling out verbose or over-engineered outputs from certain models like Opus. The general sentiment is a return to simpler, more direct approaches, suggesting that some AI tools just need less ceremony and more straightforward functionality. The implications of these tools getting better is another massive thread. We saw Anthropic publish data suggesting that coding tasks are becoming so accessible that success rates are now reaching levels among lawyers and managers, occupations far removed from traditional software engineering. This raises a serious question about the future value of a formal computer science degree, making it feel like your expertise might be less niche than you thought. Moving on to development tools. The biggest headline is the acquisition news surrounding Cursor by SpaceX. This massive deal has sparked concern among developers about data ownership and privacy in the age of powerful, centrally owned code assistants. It reminds us that while AI offers incredible productivity, vesting control means sacrificing a certain level of independence in your workflow. Separately, within developer communities, there's a major pushback against what some are calling developer gatekeeping. Many users are defending the act of vibe coding, that is, building small, fun, personal projects, and arguing that attempting to enforce rigid standards on every little side project misses the core spirit of creative technology. The takeaway here is that, while enterprise best practices have their place, they shouldn't discourage people from simply experimenting and enjoying the process of creation. In short, the conversation today is about maturity. Models are getting powerful enough to make coding widely accessible. Corporate acquisitions are changing how we use those tools. But the developer community remains highly protective of its culture of experimentation and fun builds.